have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. Again. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, oh Lord, it's a doozy. For those who want to overcome their hell, their Satan animal nature. It's not for those who do not want to overcome. So stay as you are. You have a right to be evil. You have a right to be a son or daughter of Satan. But for those who have fed up with the devil and you want to be of the light, you have a right. So it's for you. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you could watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are like running around, you just can't sit and watch the show. Remember, you can podcast anywhere in the world and yet listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App is amazing. It's amazing how the time, earthy time, go by so fast, makes you want to slap your mama. It's like the sun just coming up and going around the earth. Just like that. Just come up and go around the earth and around again. And around and around and around we go. Tell me now, tell me now, tell me now, no. And for the flat earthers, it's amazing how the sun going up and down the earth. Not around it, okay? It's also amazing that the third hour on Wednesday is manhood hour, but the first 2 hours on Wednesday is black excellence hours. That was then, when I was growing up. This is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. It's a spiritual battle. It really is. So more than you will ever know until you get to know what's happening through you. Until you can see you and what's going on in you, you will never understand. And you will hear people say, oh, yeah, it's a spiritual battle. And right away, you would think physically. You would think it's a physical battle. When you hear people say that, because outwardly, you would see people fighting each other, so you would think, oh, it's physical. It's like the preachers, when they preach the Bible, the congregation, as well as the preacher, take it literally. They always apply something on the outside instead of seeing it spiritually. And they believe what they believe literally is real, and they believe that that's what Christ was talking about, and they never find God. They look everywhere but within, and they never find God. What a sad way to live, huh? If you want to know God, stop looking for him. If you want to be one with the Father and the Son, stop looking. And the moment you stop looking, in that very moment, you will find him. Amazing, because you're not going to find him in the imagination. He's not there. You can knock and visit and knock, and it ain't going to happen. But it's up to you. And to the blacks, I really want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course. But I want you to encourage you that you've been lied to. And still being lied to. You have been told for 70 or so years now, give or take, that your problems, your battle is physical. And that it has something to do with white people. And you've been lied to and told that it's slavery, it's Jim Crow. You can't make it because the white man stole all your finance from your ancestors. You've been told that it's an outer thing. And they use that time and time again. Anytime they want you to vote for them or give them something, they blame it on an outer source. And I promise you, this I promise you, it is an illusion. It is pure darkness to believe the devil, because that's what human nature are. Human nature is the nature of the devil. It's dark and it's evil. And it lies to you for personal gain. And these black politicians, liberal white politicians and newsmakers and others, and some right old Republicans too, so-called conservative, they lie to you black people to keep you in the darkness, and they keep it going. Just imagine, it's 2026 now, and they still lie to you about racism and about white people, because they know that lying to you, you're going to react to the devil. You're going to become emotional, and you're going to vote for them because you're going to believe that they care about you, and they don't. It's about self. Imagine that these people are still in the 2026. After all that white people have done to prove to you by letting you get away with these lies, blaming them and begging, and want reparations and all kind of free stuff. They're saying it's still not over? I promise you, black Americans, your problems are inner, not out. And I promise you, they start in the home, just like every other race on this planet. All of their problems starts at home. And it starts with mama. All who are born of mama must be born again of father, of daddy. All men and women of all races. And to the black people, don't stop. Why don't you just stop believing them for a minute and see what's going on with you, inside of you. You see that, wow, that is true. There's people not holding me back, and they never have. I don't have a reason to be mad at white people or anyone and then attacking them and knocking them out and robbing them and blaming them. When you really pull away from the crowd, from the noise, you're going to see it's not about race at all. Never has been, never will be. It can't be, even if you tried to make it be about race. It had nothing to do with male or female. And to the men and women, especially blacks, but not only, but especially since it's black excellence. You've been lied to. You've been used by your own people. What you call your own people, they're really not. If you have overcome the devil, evil, the animal nature, which we all have to overcome if we want to overcome it. You can't. There's no other way out. You can overcome it. You will see that nobody on earth can stop you from doing what you want to do. However much money you want or don't want, however small or large your home is, or none at all, you're doing what you want to do because no one can stop you. It's all in the mind. And as you know, your mind is not of you and it's not of God. And so you got devil people filling your mind with devil lies to keep you reactionary, angry, and a false sense of feeling good when you think you're going to get something free. So for those blacks, and there are black men and women who are hearing the message of forgiveness, that it is coming from mama. It starts in the home. And they go and forgive, and they're like amazed because they never imagined that they resented their mother. You've been told you can't resent mama. Mama is God. It's the father you resent, and you believe that lie too. You yearn for your fathers. You don't resent your fathers. But she tell you, and then the world confirm, it's the father. It's not. Because when you really think about it, and that's what you need to do is really focus on yourself. I don't really resent my dad or my father, whatever you call him. But I thought I did, but it's the mama that made me think I did, and now I resent the father with her ideas because I become one with mama. You must. Nothing is going to free you up, black people, around the world. Nothing is going to free you up but knowing what's going on inside of you and getting to know who you're not. When you discover who you're not, you will know who you are. It'll appear. And you're not your color. You're not your nationality. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your past or your future. You're not anything that you think that you are. You've been lied to. And these politicians, whether white or black, are using that like crazy nowadays. You would think that slavery still existed, and it does in the mind. All who believe their thoughts are slaves to the thoughts. You're a slave. You're enslaved. You're in jail. So, black American, for those who really want to be free, and just live your life as an individual, as a whole person, instead of a divided person, you can do that if you want. It's up to you. You don't have to believe these lies. There are people like Jasmine Cricket and Michelle Obama and others who are using this like crazy. You would think that they got what they wanted already, but it ain't enough. And so they still lie to you, to deceive you. This is from MSN and X. Jasmine Cricket is hitting the campaign trail with ghetto populist talking point. Ghetto populist talking point in hand. And this was during singing Tyrese Gibson concert in Texas. Watch this from Cricket, from X.
This is about us. It is about reclaiming who we are. They want to try to act like we are the outsiders, but the last time I checked, we ain't no colonizers. The last time I checked, they took us from our homeland. But this is the only home that we know. And they have sold us a promise of America that meant that we would all have an opportunity. But right now, a lot of people's dreams are being dashed. They are telling us that we are less than. I am here to tell you that we are more than, especially when we stand together.
All lies, only cowards and children of Satan stand together. And that's why Jasmine Cricket is trying to make you angry about colonizers so you could stand with her, the devil, and vote for her. She's running for Congress or some Senate. And she was told this, to, according to MSN and X, Jasmine Cricket, running for Senate out of Texas there, told a Houston crowd that on Saturday. What does that mean? This is about us. That doesn't mean anything. She's telling you that so that you can vote for her. She doesn't care a dime. Satan doesn't care about you. That's why he keeps you angry and emotional. It keeps you angry and emotional. And you heard the music in the background. Sound like you're at church. It's a setup, human beings. And you have to be careful what you think. Because so as a man or a woman thinks, so as they is, so as it is. You got to drop the thinking that way. And these people like that don't want you to drop it. Cricket continued to address the crowd and think. Tyrese, watch this from X.
But I love my brother Tyrese.
My brother.
That's right. But my homeboy said, listen
at the music.
I'm gonna be in your city.
Come out on stage.
And I was like, I may be in Houston, because, you know, Oak Cliff, where you at?
Where you
the
at?
Cliff know who I am. Right? DeSoto, where you at?
Where you at?
I am, and I know that y'all know that I'm about this life.
Amazing. It's sad that so many are deceived by evil. And it's not, I think the sad part about it is that they won't overcome evil with good, because you have evil females like this. And there are males that does this too. I remember Tyrese Gibson was crying on camera years ago. He was on camera crying that he hasn't seen his children, the mother kept them from him. This is what every man had to deal with. Almost every. The good old days, I don't think they had to deal with it as much. But men are dealing with this badly now. The women are so wicked that they destroy the man's children trying to get back at him and get all the money that they can for themselves, pretending it for the children. Remember Tyrese was crying about that? We played it. And now he got this evil female he's supporting. Where you at, Oak Cliff? Where you at? Why? Blacks, do what you want, but you have been freed up already. You don't have to live enslaved all your life. You don't have to identify with color at all anymore. There is something higher or someone higher that you can truly deal with. Not sing and dance and talk about it or have ideas about it, but you got to work on you. You got to forgive your mama. You can go to church until you're black and blue in the face on Monday through Sunday. But if you don't face your mother and forgive her and forgive your father, you will just know about God, but you'll still be miserable. You will have no peace. This female is using you. Talking about the colonizer. Who do you think she was talking about? She didn't say white people, but who else that is accused of colonizing America? It's amazing how much money race hustlers are paid. If really, you in the good old days, you saw what it was like when we opened up this morning, the show, showing you the good old days. Black people were not allowing themselves to be controlled by liars like that, telling them that somebody else can hold them back, that the white man is stopping you. And I'm giving you examples of that. They finished high school, and those that wanted to go to college went to college. Those that did not bought their own homes and land and did their own thing, had their own family, went to work. Nothing was stopping them at all. And that was during so-called segregation. And they were way better off then than they are today when they brought in integration. Blacks are worse off today on the integration than they were on the segregation, because everybody was free to live and hang out and be with whomever they wanted to be with. And then they force white people to let you into their world. How well is that going? Because enough is never enough for you. And Jasmine Cricket is not going to let it be enough as long as she needs you for her vote or something else. And Big Mama Michelle Obama is even worse. Just think about this. She was the so-called first lady of the greatest country on the planet. What more do you want? And she's still not happy. She's still into the black thing and wanting to control the people. At what point? I mean, you up in the White House and people giving you all kind of fake false love because of your title. And she's still not satisfied. And using the race thing. What do you think that is for? I'm telling you, racism has never existed, never will. It's all about deceiving and controlling you. Forgive them, though. Don't be angry at them. Forgive them. They are asleep, and they know not what they do. Really, it's all about self. Human nature is about self. It's never about not even your own children. It's an animal nature. And animals don't care about anything or anyone. I know a lot of you think your animals love you, but they don't. You're in a fallen animal state, and you think they love you. Like you think you love people, and you think that people love you until you get with them and they fight. Big Mama Michelle is not satisfied. Being in the White House, Daily Caller, an ex, former First Lady Michelle Obama, explained her fashion philosophy in a roundtable conversation released on Sunday. If I hear of someone whose fashion that I like, and I know that they are a person of color, I try to make it a point. But the clothes have to be available, Obama said. In response to the question, what can everyday women be doing to supply designer of to support designers of colors? What should every woman be doing to support designers of color? Watch this from X.
If I hear of someone whose fashion that I like and I know that they're a person of color, I try to make it a point. But the clothes have to be available. Right. You know, I think we can all do some work to think about that balance in our wardrobes. You know, what does our closet look like and who's in it? Mm-hmm. Who are we supporting in it?
Right.
You know, and I think if you have the money to buy Chanel, mm-hmm. then you have the money to buy everybody.
Right.
And so let us be mindful, I think would be my advice.
Yeah.
That's horrible advice. That advice is straight from the devil. You should only be mindful of the truth. You should only be mindful of what is right. You should only be mindful about things that are good and righteous and just. And that comes from above. And another dude with clothes, black clothes or white clothes or Japanese clothes or Mexican clothes. That's evil advice. And you should love one another as Christ loved you, as God loved you. If you don't, if you don't love all, you love none, be not deceived. That female is lying too. You should not be pushing color. You should be pointing people back to the light, to the truth, so that they too will become free and be taught from within. Because everyone knows the truth, they just don't want it. Because if you wanted the truth, all you gotta do is look within. And it's available. It's there for you. Michelle, Big Mama Osha, Michelle is lying to you. It's a spiritual battle. And it's inside every human being. Only a few find it. You're looking everywhere but where you should look. Christ said, and I repeat, when they tell you to look here, don't look. When they tell you look over there, don't look. When they tell you look down, don't look. When they tell you look up, don't look. When they tell you look in the book, whatever book it might be, don't look. That the kingdom of heaven, eternal life, is within. Look there and don't look anywhere else. Do what you want, but these people lying to you, people, black people, and everybody really, but to the blacks, because they listen to them. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Black excellence. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
check out my book, For Race and Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Your fight is not with another person, not one other person on the planet. Your fight is within you. Really. It is within you. And anyone who tells you differently, they're lying to you. They are deceivers. They are of their father, the devil. As an adult, your fight is in you. And then the way you win the fight that within you is to become aware of it and don't fight. Never, ever, ever, ever argue with the devil inside of you, your imagination, or outside of you, inside of other people's imagination. The devil loves to fight. The devil loves to get a reaction from you. The devil worked overtime inside of you to get a reaction. So he and his little demons can stay alive in you. And then if that doesn't work, or even if it does work, the devil bring other devils that are in other people to you to fight with you so they can feel alive. And they call life, they call death life. Lay your weapon down and see what happens. It's sad that eternal life is so available for all, but you're so outwardly looking and reacting, you can't even find happiness within yourself. And then there are liars who wait in the darkness. And I gave you, they wait in the darkness to deceive you and try to hurt you and control you because they're lost. They're lost. Big Mama Michelle Obama is lost. Cricket, Jasmine Cricket, lost. And they're keeping you lost because you listen to them. That's why you should let words go in and out. Don't hold on to words. They are deceiving. You want understanding. But above all things, get an understanding. And if you doubt me, here's what I recommend, and you can prove me wrong. You can do this and see if it works or not, and you'll see. The next time the thought of anger comes, or you're crying, or some type of stupid emotion, fear, or jealousy, or revengeful, gossipy, strife, whatever it is that comes, don't react to it at all. Watch it. Go watch it. Don't deny that it's happening, and you don't deny that it happened by being aware of it. And then just say to yourself, this time, I'm not going to react. I'm beginning an understanding of what's happening inside of me, I want understanding. Get understanding. And understanding will make you free. All human beings that wants it. And I realize most people don't want it. They love their misery. But for those who do, stop reacting. Be aware that the fears or the thoughts of fear or loneliness or whatever is there. But this time, you know what? I'm going to get an understanding. I'm not reacting to this. I'm going to be aware, but I won't react. You'll see. Our theme this year for the fellowship and the show and everything for those who want it, endure. Though he or she who endures to the end shall receive eternal life. Why you live, not after you die. But if you get it while you live, you're going to have it while when you drop your body anyway. But if you don't, you're going to have eternal death when you drop your body. You, as an individual, are responsible for you. If you have children, you are responsible for your children. And once they become adult, they are responsible for themselves. Anyway, announcements. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State on Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a fun and interesting and amazing a conversation with someone I have been aware of for a long time and never imagined one day I would have a conversation with them. I had an amazing conversation with the ShamWow guy, Vince, offer. He is an entrepreneur, CEO, and pop cultural icon. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I have with me the ShamWow guy.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
All the algorithms need to be transparent and say, oh, this guy's talking about trans. Oh, let's suppress him. I'm like, okay, this is like discrimination. This is like a black guy in the 1940s going in the back of the bus. What's going on here? Nazism, communism, they use the same playbook. If you don't follow them, okay, now canceled. I feel like I'm in a therapist session here. Just a therapy. You get both. You get podcast and therapy.
What? Yeah. It was a fun, I really enjoyed it. Decent guy. I enjoyed the conversation. The Fallen State this Friday at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise. The Fallen State, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel and jesseleepeterson.locals.com. You can go to either place. I appreciate it. And a brand new episode today of Punchy TV is Wednesday at 2 p.m. Get ready, folks. Oh, Lord. A brand new episode of Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. You'll be able to call in. You'll be able to chat with them and super chats and all that. You don't want to miss it. It's on fire. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget, I do shout-outs for you as well. Any kind of birthday shout-out, weddings, anniversaries, encouragements, congratulations, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to like these videos. Support us on social media. I want to go to Don out of Ohio. Don, you are on the air. Hey, Don. All right. I'll put it back on hold. Let me know there. Let me go to Rashid, a first-time caller out of Rashid is gone. Let me go to Norway, her around the world. Let me go to William out of Norway. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I called last week, but I had another question.
Okay.
I'm doing the silent prayer, right? And I'm seeing things about myself right now. And I'm seeing that I have something wrong, a fear of conflict or showing my emotions, so, like anger or not emotion like crying and everything, but especially anger. I'm the type that keeps the anger inside and not I don't let it out. And I was watching you and you talk about black people in America who like fight everywhere and do the crazy things they do. And I'm thinking, but there must be some type of respect to them also for like...
Come back to your phone. Speak right into your phone, William.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You said there must be some credit, like what?
And I hear you talk about the black people who, like, in the store, they fight and they shout.
Yeah.
And you say, like, that's wrong. But I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking there must be some type of respect to them also because at least when I compare them to me, like, they're showing their emotions, right? They don't keep it inside. What do you think about that?
I think that as long as they show it, they are never going to overcome it because the emotions that they are displaying are evil, and it shows that they are one with evil. You're not supposed to be reacting to emotions at all because emotions is the animal nature, which is the nature of Satan. All people who are emotional are children of the devil.
But when I look at myself like...
But you're doing the right thing. You're looking at the emotions inside of you. And if you don't call them you, but just be aware of them, don't call them you so that you'll be won't attach yourself to them. You will overcome. That's the ego nature, the devil nature. That's the devil nature that you want to overcome. So you're doing the right thing by not reacting, being aware that they are there, but not reacting to them.
But when I examine my life, is even from childhood, I never, or I don't want, I'm afraid of conflict and speaking up and showing anger. But when I examine my life and I see the times that maybe I spoke up or I fight or I did something, those times are better than the times I didn't say nothing or I run away from conflict.
Well, you shouldn't run away from it. You should watch the emotions. But if you need to speak up, if you don't identify with the emotions, you're going to speak up in love and not in hate. You're going to speak up with the intent to help and not hurt. But if you speak up out of anger or any form of emotions, you're doing it with the intent to hurt because you're burning, you're hurting, so you want to hurt somebody else.
Yeah, but isn't that better than to hold it and hurt myself?
But you're not hurting yourself. When you hold it in, you're hurting yourself. When you lash out, when you bring it out, you're hurting yourself.
Okay, because I had this conflict with like this female manager at work like 2 years ago, and this still bothers me to this day.
Because you resent them.
Resent what?
Whatever happened. You resent yourself for not speaking up, and you resent them for whatever you think they did to you.
Yes.
But you're not supposed to resent. Anyone who has a grudge. Anyone who is angry and emotional is a son or daughter of evil. You and evil are one, and that makes you the devil.
But it's not like I can help myself. And also the manager, it wasn't like an accident. Like, you know, she purposely, I saw the manipulation, the power game she was playing. It's not like did it an accident.
Why?
She did it purposely to hurt me, you know.
That's what evil people do. They want to hurt you and everyone because they're hurt. They're miserable. But, and so they're doing to you what is happening to them inside of them.
But
and
what
you
about
still
my,
can't resent them.
But I'm thinking, like, how can I be like, how can I be a man and I'm letting females talk to me like that? And I'm really upset about this. It's been 2 years and I can let go. I can let it go.
You be a man. You be a man by not reacting to the ego pain, because she didn't hurt you. She was hurting your ego, and you thought it was you. Nothing happened to you. It was happening to your false self. The false self in her was attacking the false self in you. And you thought that it was happening to you, but it wasn't.
Okay. But still, shouldn't I have done something about this?
No.
The way I...
If there was something to say, well, boss, whatever she is, what you said, it didn't happen, but don't do it out of anger. And let's say you didn't deal with it back then. In the right way, you didn't deal with it. That was then. This is now. That's not happening now, but you're listening to the devil, and the devil is reminding you of time by reminding you of the past. He reminded you of time, and when you play along with that with the devil, you're feeling the pain as though it's happening now, and it's all an illusion. What happened then is not happening now. It's up in the mind.
But isn't this a reflection about me and how my masculinity?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, you know, I was watching Punchy TV one time, and there was this father who had this kid, and this girl was talking, bullying the kid, and he slapped her. Do you remember this?
No.
Okay, but you said that the man was wrong for slapping her. But I was thinking...
You remember that hate? Yeah. What?
Yeah, the little girl got smart mouth with the man because the little girl had done something to a littler boy, the man's son, I guess. And she's like, okay, bye. And then he slapped her.
He should not have done that.
But why?
Because all ego. What's happening to him, it was happening to the false self. The only time you need to slap somebody... if they're physically trying to hurt you and you're protecting yourself. But other than that, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never harm you.
But they are harming me. And but what can a man do?
They are not harming you. They are harming your false self, your ego. Words are not touching you at all. You just think that it is.
But what are we supposed to do, like, we men, like, we cannot hit a woman or talk back to a woman? It's like, we are like, we can do nothing, right? We are like...
No, you can speak up to the woman, but not in anger. You can speak up to the man, but not in anger.
But I haven't overcome my anger yet.
Right. And so start overcoming the anger by being aware of it. And then if you need to speak up without the anger. because when you, and I got a run after this, but when you see that you're angry, you're no longer associated with the anger. But if you don't see that you're angry or you're blaming someone else for the anger, you and the anger are one, which is of the devil. You are the devil because you have agreed with the anger, or you don't see that the anger is not you.
And in the meantime, I just let everybody talk to me like how they feel like.
Yeah. And then watch when that's happening. Watch what is happening and don't call it you. I promise you there will come a day when the same thing will happen and you wouldn't even think about it at all because you will have understanding and you will see and understand what is going on and it won't be personal to you. That'll be on them. It has nothing to do with you because it's happening to your ego. It's not happening to you.
What about respect, honor, and pride? And this the kind of things.
All that is an illusion. There's no such thing as respect and honor and pride. It's made up. That's how ego people want you to treat them because they can't handle anything. So they want, oh, you're disrespecting me. You're not showing me pride, whatever they say. But it's to the false self. It's not even real. All evil people want honor and respect because they're evil. If you were love, what do you care about the world respecting you or not? You don't need respect. What does that even mean? It's only for the ego person that want that, the child of Satan.
Okay, what would be the best thing for me to let go of this encounter with the manager?
By forgetting about it, drop the anger. Don't resent her and move on with your life.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it, man.
All right.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki bought a coffee saying, it's not Mickey. It's Mickey Mouse.
Thank you, Nikki. Amazing.
3 from Identity. Christ is. I was so thirsty for 40 years. I roamed the wilderness, drinking water from different wells, only to discover I still thirsted. Then I met Jesus by a well. The all is well. And he gave me a living. What the? No one has ever given me a living. What the? Only twice have I heard living water is that time Jesus gave the Samaritan woman living water. And she was like, what the? Then she ran and told the whole town, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
And then it's not that pithy, but thank you.
Keep it pithy.
I did see Christ is.
Keep it pithy.
Very interesting. He says, you've helped me so much without fail. Every day I wake up to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for some holy what the. Thank you.
Thank you, but keep it piffy. I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Kayla.
And stay with it.
Kayla E. says, well, I'll have to tell you what she says another time because we got to go to break.
All right. Thank you all so much. This hour is up. When I come back, straight to the phones and your super chats. I'll be right back. Hate news and not the faint news. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, Black Excellence for 2 hours here. Second hour of Black Excellence coming right up, guys. It's the 21st of January, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now. Rashid, call back, or whoever. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. Thank y'all. And it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN reports a powerful winter storm poised to hammer the eastern half of the United States with heavy snow, dangerous ice later this week. It's even supposed to rain over here. Maybe Thursday, around 3-ish, a little bit. It's no longer 80 degrees here. It's going to be like maybe not even 70 degrees here. Yeah, high 66. Anyway, fueled by a brutal Arctic blast set to deliver the season's coldest air yet to millions of so-called Americans, some of them real Americans, many not. And Greenland, taking it over, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, or are we, is set to address the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. Switzerland today. Trip was delayed Tuesday, Trump's trip, that is, after a technical issue forced Air Force One to turn back to the United States shortly after takeoff. Huh. In Davos, Trump is set to face world leaders who are pushing back against his threats, so-called threats. They're not threats, they're promises, to take over Greenland. Sources tell Commie Nonsense that European so-called leaders weighing possible off-ramps to appease our greatest president, Trump, including an expanded military presence in Greenland, new commercial and economic agreements, and restrictions on Chinese investments in the territory. Trump, however, has warned that there is no turning back on his pursuit to take that island, the greatest island in the world, beautiful Greenland, going to be Americans, like Puerto Ricans. So cool. Usha Vance, she's pregnant. Wow. Second Lady Usha Vance and Vice President J.D. Vance are expecting a little baby. Maybe they'll call him Dinesh. I'm kidding around, but I don't know. New baby this summer, the couple announced on Tuesday. And I don't know if it's a boy, actually. I might have assumed that. We're very excited to share the news that Usha is pregnant with our fourth child, a boy. Oh, it is a boy. I think I knew how. I did know that then. They stated in a joint statement post to social media, the pregnancy marks the first time a sitting second lady has had a baby while in office. Better than way over in New Zealand where that woman with her live-in boyfriend, she had a baby while in office as so-called prime minister. Embarrassing. Anyway, Usha Vance, age 40. Wow. Left her job as a high-profile public lawyer when her husband became our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's second-in-command, whatever that means. And she has appeared frequently by his side over the course of his first year in office. What a mess. Anyway, immigration crackdown, the Trump administration, and congratulations to J.D. and Usha and their family. That's nice, I guess, right? Yes. The Trump administration's accusing Minnesota's Democrat leaders of blocking their attempts to carry out immigration enforcement. On Tuesday, the Justice Department issued subpoenas to at least five top Minnesota officials, including the so-called governor, Tim Walz, Minneapolis so-called mayor, Jacob Frey, looks like Frey, but it's Frey, and the subpoenas are part of an investigation into whether the state and local officials obstructed federal immigration enforcement efforts, sources say. This comes as our greatest president, Trump, has raised the prospect of deploying U.S. troops to Minnesota under the Insurrection Act because they've been having riots. Extraordinary step would almost certainly face immediate legal challenges. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? You ever thought about that? What do you believe? I want to know. And it's for those who want to know themselves. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you got to do what you got to do, different time zone for different people, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone if you like as it is happening. Doing whatever it is that you're doing by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And what else is amazing? It is Black Excellence Wednesday. That was then when America was great. Now, this is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. You got to get it together, black people, as an individual. Not based on what someone else is saying. Take your life back by living from within. Let me go to Don out of Ohio. Don, you are on the air.
Can you hear me?
No.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
I have
Don.
My phone dropped 2 times, so thank you for being patient with me, and thanks to Derek.
Right on. You're welcome.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
So, yeah, all is well, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I wanted to ask you about my stepdad, but earlier, even just this morning, you even said it. Like, let the thoughts, if they drop into feelings, you didn't catch them, it's okay. Like, you know, we want understanding. All of a sudden, I'm 51 years old, okay? And
51?
I have not... 51.
Are you upset at your stepfather at 51?
No, I'm not upset. I have not thought about this man since 20 years, since I've been sober 26 years. And today when I woke up, the thoughts were running rampant. It was almost like the ego was trying to get me to react, you know?
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay. And I even looked on Google and I found his phone number and all this crap. And I was like, remembering how you said, if you listen to a thought, you're going to suffer, man. And I was like, holy crap, like, don't call him. Don't react. Just call into the, just pay attention to the show. And I called in and then you said it. And I already, the answers are within me. I don't need to react. I don't need to do anything. I made amends to him 26 years ago. I already forgave him.
Yep.
I don't need to go do it again. What the heck?
Amazing.
Oh, I can't differentiate because it's like I get the understanding. I understand why he married my mother because of the Holy Spirit and because of you and because of everything in my recovery. I get it. At least I think I get it. But I don't need to call him to try to explain that I get it. Remember, you even said that yesterday, how Satan loves to tell people they get it and shit. They, sorry for cussing. The ego loves to tell people, I get it, and no one cares.
That's right. So when will you stop obeying the voice of the devil?
Well, I think I didn't obey it because I shocked the ego by not reacting. Yeah. It was just a thought, right. And instead of reacting, maybe I did react by going to Google and looking for his number. But I didn't call.
You did react by looking for the number. That is a reaction. Yeah. Had you not done anything that the thought said, but just being aware of it, then you would not have reacted, and they would have to be, they will be taken away from you. They won't be inside of your mind at all.
Okay. Yeah, because I got all of his numbers.
You got what?
Oh my! I got all his numbers, all his old addresses. Oh my gosh!
Why don't you get rid of them?
I will. I will right now.
No, why haven't you?
Why haven't I? Just had him there, and then called in, and was on hold, and just thinking, like, I guess waiting. I don't know what I was waiting for. Toying with the idea, am I going to listen to thoughts or not, I guess. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Well, then just realize that and don't judge yourself for it and stop obeying the thoughts. Be aware of them, and when you're aware, you're separated from them.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every day, every morning, every night?
No.
Well, then suffer. What the? How are you going to get help from the spirit of truth if you don't do what it tells you to do? It tells you to stay present with it. It tells you to pray without ceasing, which means to stay present and not one with the devil by living in your thoughts and feelings. How is it going to help you when you don't do what it tells you? How will it reward you life?
It can't. It can't reward me openly, and also...
It can't reward you, period.
No, and I'm hearing you, and then I start crying, and I'm like, what is that?
You lying?
Yeah.
But I want to know how you're going to be helped spiritually, because the battle is spiritual, if you don't let the light do it for you.
You can't. I can't.
So then what do you complain about then? Because you don't love the light, you love the darkness.
Like that thought, like the thoughts, I must be loving those thoughts.
You think you love the thought because you stay with the thoughts and not the light.
Yeah.
Why you're not doing the silent prayer? Why you're not practicing being present with the light, with the truth?
I can't think of a good answer, Jesse. I I feel like I am present, or maybe I tell myself, or maybe I get into thoughts. I don't know.
Yeah, you could be into thoughts and telling yourself you're present and lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you're thinking about present, then you're into darkness.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about it. Presence. I'm like, I'm so present. If everyone could see. And meanwhile, I'm living in isolation in a little subsidized unit, you know, not being rewarded in any way.
That's why you're mad. You want, the devil's making you want to call your stepfather and everything, because you're thinking that you're present. Think, when you're present, there is no thinking at all.
Okay.
If you're thinking about I'm present, then you're thinking, you're into darkness, you're into thoughts.
Okay.
That's crazy that you won't do the silent prayer, though. That's interesting to me.
It doesn't make sense. Like, after 26 years of sobriety and all of the recovery that I've had, and tell myself I'm healed and all this. Yeah, okay, Don, you just made a list and got distracted.
And then being sobriety is not a sign of being healed at all.
Right.
It's just you're not drinking or whatever, but you're still into thoughts. It's the same thing.
Yeah. And thoughts are the crux of the problem. Even we find that out when we first come into AA.
But the thoughts are not the problem. You believe in the thoughts is the problem.
The belief in the thoughts. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you, Jesse, for taking my call.
You're welcome. It's up to you, though, Don. You can let go by living in your imagination and emotions. You can let go by letting go of your thoughts, your emotions, or you can stay with them and just suffer. Why are you crying now?
I know you're telling the truth. I know that's the truth. And I'm at, like, this crossroads, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
No. What's the crossroad?
What I'm saying. You know, like all these thoughts of my 32-year-old son, my younger son. It's like, I just want to sever. I want to be severed from those.
No, you don't.
I just say that I do and cry. I'm lying.
Absolutely. Because if you wanted to be separated from them, you could be. But you don't want it. You're lying to yourself.
Okay.
And when she's crying, she's lying.
Man.
And the women go to court and they cry and they lie and cry to the judge in the same way, to take the man's children and his money. They be lying. Mm-hmm. But all of your tears have been wiped away. And those tears you're crying now is to cover up.
To cover up?
Yeah, your lies.
To cover up my lies.
You want people to feel bad for you. You want to feel like the victim.
Or feel bad for myself, like you, a self-party,
right, you,
pity
I'm
of one.
I was about to say, you want to like, oh, poor me.
Yeah.
That's of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
A deceiver.
Oh, yeah, because I'm down to just me.
Yeah.
So ain't nobody else going to feel sorry for me, so. I feel sorry for myself now, and it sucks. But how bad does it really suck? Because I'm not.
And the self that you're feeling sorry for is an illusion, too, because there is no self to feel sorry for.
Oh,
so you're just taking on more false identities.
Okay. no self to feel sorry for. You can't have a self-pity of one. That's an imagination, like a tea party for a three-year-old, because there ain't no... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is something else.
Amazing, huh?
Yes, Jesse, it is amazing.
It's all vanity.
Yep.
I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now's your time to cry over me. Anything else?
No.
Well, if you really want to be free, you must follow the rule of truth. And that rule is love me, God, with all your heart and might. Pick up your cross and follow me. Keep my commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy and don't hate.
This, what everything we're just talking about, for me, is like my cross, right? Like carrying that, like going, okay, this is a...
But you're not carrying your cross. You're not carrying it at all. You're pretending. And in your mind, you say you are. You're not even doing the silent prayer or being aware of present so that light can destroy your cross. He can't help you because you're not doing what he says.
Okay.
Thinking
I threw that paper away.
Thinking about being present is not present. Thinking about being present is thinking.
I was thinking, I was like that guy that was at the water for 38 years, you know, sitting there, and maybe my cross was laying there, and I was like, oh, man, I can't get up.
Oh, Lord.
You know, like that. That's what it's like. You know what I mean?
No.
But I think, you keep like, you know what I'm talking about? You're like, no. Like, oh, man.
I know that you're in your imagination and you and the devil are one.
Oh, no. Yeah, in my imagination, trying to make, like, movies, I'm like, oh, I'm so famous. Don, you live in subsidized housing.
Oh, I got to run.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be blessed.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Tennessee. Josh, you are on the air.
When she's crying, she's lying.
That's for sure.
All right. My question is, I'm still struggling with anger.
Come back to your phone. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I'm on my phone directly.
Okay, go ahead.
So I quit drinking back in 2022. I started listening to you around then. Realized I was a giant beta, super angry and emotional, et cetera, et cetera. Then you really helped me through it. I read your two books, Rage, Responsibility, and The Antidote.
Amazing books.
Amazing books.
Yeah.
I need to get my brother one next. I sat my mother down, and I forgave her. You know, I was shaking in my boots. I called my father and did the same thing. But just now managing, like I feel like I made a lot of progress. You know, with anxiety and anger, but the anger still gets the best of me. We have 5 children. Oh, another thing, too, because of that, because I was working on myself, I was able to get custody of my son out of California. So that was good.
Right on.
But, yeah, but still with my wife now and our children, it gets overwhelming and just dealing with day-to-day life. And it gets frustrating, gets overwhelming, and I get angry, sometimes can't always control my mouth, and it makes me feel like a beta, not being able to control my emotions sometimes. But I'm still working on that. So what advice would you have?
When you say you get emotional or angry at your children's mother, what do you mean by that?
Well, I feel like I get overwhelmed when I have all the children. You know, we got five children, and then, you know, if we go somewhere or even in the house, just there's always so much commotion, and you can get them in order, but still with children, you know, I want this, I want that, or one wants to go this way, one wants to go that way.
So when they come, when they come visit you?
No, they live with us. They're here.
But I thought are you married to the children's mother?
Yeah, here, let me start over. So I got married and divorced. I got married and divorced in California, and I had a child out there.
Oh.
When I got out of the military, I moved out here to Tennessee, and she didn't come with me, and we got divorced. So I was dealing with, you know, not being able to see my son, playing those games. Then once I started working on myself, I refused to cut the baby in half, like you said. Then all of a sudden, I got to see my son. The opportunity was right, so I got a lawyer, and then I was able to get custody. But yeah, all during this time, I had met a new woman out here in Tennessee, and I got remarried. We had a son together. And then long story short, we adopted her three nieces.
Her what?
We adopted her three nieces.
Why'd you do that?
Well, we didn't want them to go in foster care.
Why not?
Well, it just seemed it seemed like a pretty messed up thing to happen.
But why would you do that? What did she make you do that? Or why would you agree to something like that when you had your own children to raise?
Got caught up in my feelings, Jesse. Let the woman speak to me like, you know, and the serpent did the woman. Then she listened to me, and I said, all right. So we took the kids like Adam took the apple.
So I knew that was something that she made you do, because a man would never do that. If he has his own children, he's not going to be taking on somebody else's children.
Yeah, I understand.
Why did you listen to her? And now look how stressed you are. See how every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers?
Well, I wasn't listening to you back then, Jesse. I had to learn the hard way.
I understand.
But actually, today marks 5 days since we got those children. So, Five years. And then today's actually on the day, our first wedding anniversary was when the Child Protective Services came to our house, the exact day. So today is also 6 years married. 1 year into our marriage, they came to the house and said, hey, you can take these kids or they go to foster care, basically. That's a piffy version. And then so that's the situation we got ourselves into.
What a mess. Where the father and the mother of the children?
They're out there somewhere on the run, addicted to drugs, methamphetamine, and whatnot.
Where are their grandparents?
Basically, just slightly better than they're doing. So they ain't. Nobody in that side of the family was willing to take them or in the shape to take them.
But
so,
if
you know,
they
we
had
were,
gone to a foster parent, maybe they would have been given to a better parent than you guys are, because, I mean, to a father and a mother that had no children, and they have a better chance. But we all know now, you listen to the woman.
Chance. Oh, man, come on, now we're doing good.
But you listen to the woman, and that's why you're in that situation. But we know that. But so what's your question for me?
So how do I try to remember to stay present and not get the best of me with the children? Because in theory, you know, I do the silent prayer, and I try to stay present. And then I get all this.
Come back to your phone. Speak right into your phone.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You say in theory you what?
I said, yeah, I try to stay present and I try to stay aware. At a certain point, it's like a breaking point. It feels like I'm just like, okay, now I'm frustrated and, you know, a little upset with all this commotion going on. And
does your wife stay home and raise her children?
Now, she works part-time.
Your wife work? Why?
Well, Yeah, that is a good question. It was to help us get ahead on some things.
Ahead of what?
On bills and whatnot.
But why? And do you work too?
I do.
So, and who's with the children while she's working?
They're either at school or I'm home, or the oldest one can keep an eye on them.
How old is the older one?
14.
Amazing, man. So you put somebody else's children on your child.
Man, that sounds terrible, but that's the truth.
It is terrible. The child gonna hate you for that and the mother, because now you're making him be a parent, and he's not mature enough, old enough, or ready to be a parent. Think about how much stress you're having behind it. Imagine what he's dealing with.
Her, but yeah.
Why don't you make your wife stay home and raise those children since you wanted to adopt them? They're not even yours.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that's what the plan was.
No, that was a question. Why don't you make her stay home and raise those children since she made you adopt them?
Well, it looks like that's what I need to do next.
No, that was a question.
I don't have a good answer for it. That's what we did at first, and then she wanted to start working some. COVID happened. She was able to work from home, and I allowed it to happen.
So why don't you make a stop and have her raise her children? You go out and provide.
Because
that's wrong to make your son have to take care of somebody else's children like
daughter.
That. Make your daughter, it's your daughter, that's you work with Bo. That's wrong to make your daughter raise somebody else's children because your wife is on an ego trip. She doesn't want to be home with those kids either, so the daughter's being made to be a parent.
And then I see how that's stressing her out, too.
Of course. When will you stand up and say no more to the chaos?
Today. No more chaos. And that's what it does come back to, Jesse. And that's I'm glad I called, because asking those questions was able to put it. I knew it was the work. And that's when, and I mentioned that, but I never was man enough to act on it. And that's what has been causing the stress.
Absolutely.
In between the, man, well, there's that part. All right. And I got one last question if I got time.
And let me just tell you this first. When thoughts come about anger and frustration, just be aware of it, but don't call them you. Stop calling them you. Stop going with the belief that is you. Be aware that they are there, but do nothing about it. Go about your day being aware that you're feeling anger or frustration or whatever in the body. The feeling is not yours. And let the spirit of truth take it away from you. And then there will come a day when it will be in you, so you can never feel anything about anything or any situation.
That's what you mean when you say stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Absolutely. And you live with the pain of the ego. Endure until the end. Meaning feel the pain and know that it's there and let the light. That's what it means to pick up your cross, let the light take care of it for you, and you just follow what's right. Follow the light.
Okay.
But do what you want, of course. I highly recommend you make your wife stay home and raise her nieces, which are not even your own, and take the burden off your daughter and try to be a parent, because your wife is on an ego trip. She doesn't want to stay home and raise her kids either. She's as frustrated as you are. And now that you're just dumping it on the children.
It's pretty eye-opening.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Absolutely.
Every morning and night?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, speak up and deal with the situation, the chaos, and end it around your home there.
All right, I'll do that, Jesse. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, will do. You have a good one.
All right, bye. Back in a moment. Quick moment.
From rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth,
and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Perfect example of men, and every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. He took on these nieces of the wife, and now she's going to work, and he's stressed out behind it. And his daughter been made to be a parent to some nieces that's not even hers, and that's going to stress her out, cause resentment, and she's going to hate her parents for it. Amazing, huh? Couple announcement: the Hate Report is coming up at 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, natural energy from God. And then at 2 p.m. today, Punch It TV. A brand new episode. Get ready. You can call in. You can super chat. You can be involved with Punchies TV, PUNCHIE.TV. And don't forget to like the video. Hit like and support social media. Us on social media. No S in Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Dot TV or TV. All right? Let me go quickly to a first-time call out of New York. Rashid.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
All is well, right? Rashid.
First of all, I just want to say I'm a big fan of you, and I really respect what you do and what you think. So I appreciate taking the time to talk to you.
Right on. You're welcome.
So firstly, I don't have any specific questions. So I just want to share something a bit personal. Not in a heavy way.
Okay.
Just so you understand where I'm coming from as a person.
Speak up just a little bit and write into the phone.
Okay.
Nice.
So, okay. Can you hear me?
I can now, loud and clear.
Okay. So, firstly, I grew up Muslim, so religion was always a part of my family, culture, and society as well. For a long time, it was just something I accepted because that's how I was raised, you know?
Yeah.
But as I got older, I started having some doubts, questioning things on my own.
Right on.
Not because I was trying to rebel or reject my background, but because I wanted to be honest with myself, right?
Right on. Yes.
And I had a lot of internal questions, doubts, and moments where certain things that just didn't sit right with me, right? So that process took years, probably like 1.5 years. And it wasn't overnight. And I reflected, I struggled mentally at times, you know. I really tried to understand what truly I believe, you know, instead of what I've been told since I was a kid. So I realized that I don't really identify with Islam anymore, right? It was actually a hard realization because leaving something that I grew up with,
yeah,
which is not simple, you know. When it comes to emotional and socially aspects, all right. So right now, I would consider myself as an agnostic. I'm not saying I have all the answers. But I'm not saying I know everything about the universe or existence or whatever, you know. So I'm open to the idea that there could be something greater, or just don't feel comfortable following a specific religion. So that was. What do you think about it? Do you agree with this?
I think you're right on the money. Except that don't identify as being an atheist or not being an atheist. Don't identify with anything, then you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You don't want to have any identity at all.
Yeah, that's true, because I always follow what is the best for me, you know.
Yes.
Because now I'm 23, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. So
right.
Because since I left the religion, I psychology feel better now.
Right on. Yeah, so don't pick up any, you're going to overcome all identities, so don't pick up any new ones. So again, do what you want, Rashid, but don't call yourself an atheist either. Have no identity, have no plan or ideas like that. And I promise you, everything will be made absolutely clear to you. And you will be free.
I got it. And I have other questions. So whenever I'm dealing with someone who's religious, especially from my background, how I should deal with? I mean, should I pretend that I'm still religious or being honest, you know?
Well, no, don't pretend you are, but don't argue with them about what they believe either, because you remember they've grown up with religion too, and they are blinded by religion, and they believe what they believe to be true. So if somebody want to argue with you about it, don't argue with them about it at all, and don't try to prove anything to them.
So, you know, in the U.S., I've never experienced any problem with it because I have a freedom of doing whatever I want.
Right.
But
on.
When I go back to my home country, it's not the case, you know.
Yeah. Well, when you don't have to, you know, Christ said when he healed the people, he would tell them, tell nobody. And they would go out and the devil would tell them to tell everybody, right? Even after Christ said, tell no one, they'll run and tell it anyway because of ego trip. But when you go home, you don't have to say what you believe or don't believe. Just live your life. Let everybody.
I should keep it, yeah. I should keep it personal.
Yeah, you don't have to go and spread that at all.
I got it.
And you're not, you have no obligation to tell anyone anything.
I got it. Because, you know, the problem is whenever I go back to my home country, I have to pretend because I'm going to tell you something. For instance, during Ramadan, everyone should fast. And the person who doesn't fast, he's gonna end up in the jail. This is a concrete example. So, you know what I mean, right?
Well, do you have to go back there for Ramadan?
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes I go back to my home country, you know. But I've been here in the U.S. since 2021, you know.
Okay. Well, don't feel any obligation to go back or not to go back. You quietly live your life and just be guided by what is right. Don't be in your head. Don't be angry. Don't be emotional, and you'll be fine.
I got it.
And don't feel a sense of obligation like you got to go back. You don't have to go back unless you just want to go back. You owe no one anything.
I don't owe nobody. Yeah.
You don't owe your parents or anyone anything. except not to resent them. Don't be angry at them.
I got it. Oh, well, thank you for your advice, and it was a pleasure talking to you. So,
have you done the, you heard me talk about the silent prayer?
Say it again?
Have you heard me talk about the silent prayer where you just be quiet and watch the thoughts?
Yeah. I've heard, I've seen some of your videos talking about this specific topic here.
Have you done that yet?
Say it again?
Have you done it, the silent prayer?
No.
I want you to give that a try. Let me know what you think about it. Go and do it without any expectation at all. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. I want to encourage you to do it, and then let me know after you've done it, what did you think about it?
I got it.
All right,
I got it.
Okay, let me know what you think once you do it.
Okay.
Anything else?
That was... Hello?
Yes. Anything else?
That's it. Oh, that was all I wanted to share.
Well,
thank you.
You
thank
stay
you for
with
your advice,
it, man. I wish you well. Stay with it.
Yeah.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Florida real fast and talk to Marilyn. Marilyn, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Marilyn.
Oh, I haven't talked to you in a while. I just wanted to touch on that biblical question you had about, are we perfect?
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
Absolutely perfect.
And why do you believe that?
Because Jesus says we can be perfect. He said, go and be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, which means there is a possibility and we are capable of embodying that.
Amazing. Had you thought
I think we're
about
all God,
this,
though.
Had you thought about this before it became a biblical question?
Well, yeah, I believe we're all God.
And why do you believe that?
Because we are children of God, which so we are who our Father is. We are the image of God, and we are inheritors of the whole estate. So, we're friends of God. We're not slaves, in my opinion. So I just feel like we're. No one is above God, of course. Jesus is still Lord. Jesus is still God. But we're also, we take part in this glory.
And what do you mean when you say Jesus is Lord?
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God. Jesus is King. But I feel like
Jesus say he was Lord or God or King?
Well, he said he was a king, but not of this place. He did say he was a king.
When did he say he was a king?
He was talking to Pontius Pilate when he was being judged, like they were wanting to kill him, and he was speaking to Pontius Pilate when he told him that.
And he told him Jesus said, I'm king.
He said he was a king. He said he was just not of this.
Where did you get that from?
Oh, my God. I don't know the verse. I know he said
so.
It, though.
And why do you
call
him?
Well, he called us God.
Why do you call him Lord?
Jesus called us God because it's a respect thing.
Did he tell you, did he say he was Lord?
Lots of people are called Lord. They call people Lords all the time. It's just a title.
Did Jesus say he was Lord?
I don't think he said he was Lord.
So why do you call him Lord?
Because it's endearing.
He told you not to do that to him. Why are you doing it?
Told him not to do that?
Yes.
No.
He said worship him.
Well, I understand that. I feel like people idolize him.
So why are you calling him Lord then?
Because I feel like we're supposed to worship and honor everyone.
Did he tell you to do that?
It's the right thing to do. Yes, being Christ-like.
All thoughts and feelings are lies. Why are you listening to the devil?
But being Christ-like is treating others above ourselves and others' interests above our own. That's being Christ-like. That is worship.
That
is
honor. How is that Christ-like?
Treating others above ourselves?
Right.
Because it's sacrificial. It's, you know, it's not your will being done, but others' will being done.
So
you
did
know,
God
not being
tell
selfish.
You to do... Did God tell you to do other people's wills?
No, of course not.
So then where are you getting that from then?
I don't think we should be doing other people's wills. I think it should be other people's wills done over your own, but everybody should take part in that. Well, we're supposed to, it's supposed to be God's will over our will.
Did God say, did you pray to the Father that his will be done or other people's will be done over you?
Well, I think we're all God.
No, did God tell you to let his will be done or other people's will done over you?
It's God's will be done first.
So why are you saying other people's will then?
I'm just saying when you encounter another person, you should be tending to their what they need, what their wants and desires are, and they should be doing the same for you.
Why should you be doing that when you can't help anyone at all? You can't even help yourself. How are you going to help someone else?
I don't need help, Jesse. I'm perfect. Remember, what do I need help for if I'm perfect?
That's your problem. And you even said, because of time, you said Jesus was God, right?
Yes, we're all God.
And
yes,
where did you get that Jesus is God?
Well, Jesus called us all God.
Where did you get that Jesus is God?
Because we're all God.
Where did you get that from, that Jesus is God?
It's just a word. You're idolizing the word God.
Where'd
I think you're idolizing
from,
the word God.
Where did you get that from, that Jesus is God?
You don't think Jesus is God?
Where did you get that from, that Jesus is God?
I don't know. I just believe it.
Are all lies all the time. That's why you need
but
to stop.
But that's not true because we are given thought.
That's why you need to stop believing because believing is leading you down the wrong path. But do what you want. If you
want
to stay,
I don't believe.
If you want to stay with belief, you stay with it, okay?
No, belief isn't in heaven. I don't believe belief isn't in heaven.
If you want to continue to put other people's will before yours, you do it, okay?
Thoughts are made of God. God made thoughts.
We
think for a reason, Jesse.
All right.
He gives us thoughts.
So if that's true, why he say his thoughts are not yours and yours are not his? If that's true, why did he tell you not to do that?
The Bible also says that we have the mind of Christ.
When God said that your thoughts are not mine and mine are not yours and to bring all thoughts into captivity, if thoughts are true, why would he tell you that?
Well, if you bring him into captivity and you think them through, you should be able to.
If God tells you that they're not your own and don't go with them, why are you saying that they're from God, that they're God?
Jesse, I understand thoughts and ideas change, and they are not true.
You're not answering the question.
But thoughts and ideas change. But you can align with truth in your thoughts.
Why?
So you don't think you can align?
All right. I got to run, Marilyn, but thank you for responding to the biblical question, all right?
I'll be back again. Okay,
absolutely. Okay. Bye. 888-775-3773. Matthew is a first-time caller out of Virginia. Matthew, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today, sir?
All is well, sir.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to pretty much share my thoughts about your position, about what you've been doing in the past few years, literally about the immigration, about young African-American men and their relationship with the poverty and what they're dealing with in general, because I myself, I'm an immigrant, you know, in this country.
Where are you from?
I'm from Iran.
Iran. Are you legal or illegal?
I am legal. I came to this country legally, and I am living in this country legally. I'm a U.S. citizen, and I am grateful to live in the most beautiful, most generous country in the world.
Right on. Amazing. Nice.
And the reason I say that, I don't mean to patronize the American people. That's not it.
Right.
The reason I say that is because I am. Well, I'll give you a few examples. I right now I'm a homeowner. My wife and I, we both work three jobs, pretty much to come up with a down payment for the current home that we live in. Three jobs. Nonstop for 5 years to come up with a down payment, pay for our regular bills and blah, 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 so on and so forth. We came up with a down payment and we bought a fairly nice home. It had a lot of problems. However, we managed to buy it and we worked for a good couple of years to fix it and bring it to a position where it's actually livable. You can actually enjoy owning a home and having a sense of security, you know, an element of security is brought into your life. And on top of that, we continued working for another almost five years to pay for the house. 2 years ago, it took us literally 5 years and 3 weeks to pay a house off. And meanwhile, during those 5 years and 3 weeks, we never went out, not even one single time. We never even treated ourselves to a single pizza, never went out to dinner. We absolutely made extreme sacrifice, okay, to be able to pay off this home and get out of this, pretty much this this sense of, because I felt like I'm a slave since I owed somebody something. We always felt
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
I don't mean it in a derogatory
way. No, I understand what you mean. Yeah, I totally understand
Because to me, owing money, even if it's a nickel to a neighbor, you know, you're a slave to that person. And we decided, you know, to work three jobs. We pretty much worked like almost 14 hours, 15 hours a day for 5 years.
Right on. Let me do this because of time. And what did you want to say about the blacks and immigration?
Okay. I'll start with the young black Americans. I'm not even cool with African American because they're not really African. You're not African.
Right.
You're American. Let's get that out of the way. So I'm just, you know, because I'm an American. You're an American, regardless of what color we have. And what I think it is, even though I have read American history very extensively, and I'm fully aware of all the mechanics and the dynamics of the relationship, you know, of the race relationship between American blacks and whites in this country in general, ultimately, I think the ultimate responsibility falls on the parents or lack thereof raising these children.
Matthew, hold on. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour's coming up next. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming now, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Another hour to go.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It has been Black excellence these 2 hours here Wednesday, January 21st, AD 2026. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to you. And we'll get to your super chats as well, y'all. Those of you who have given on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Bond JLP on Cash App, super chats on YouTube, super chats on Rumble and Pilled and D Live and elsewhere. This is the end of hour two, and JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour. And ladies, you are welcome to call in even during Manhood Hour. There is one line open, ladies and men, and even children, young or old. You can call in for the third and final hour of the Jesse Show today. And then thehakereport.com. That's my show. I'm live for 2 hours right after JLP. And then American Anchor Baby, live right after me. And then this afternoon, an hour after American Anchor Baby ends, that is Nick, the board operator here. An hour after he ends, Punchy TV happening today. Get excited, y'all. It's going to be pretty interesting, I think. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports about those train crashes. There was that one in Spain that we told you about. A second rail disaster has rocked Spain. It's two in Spain now, I guess, following a deadly high-speed train crash that killed dozens just days ago. I think it was something like 38 or 34 people died, whatever I said last time. Maybe it's increased. On Tuesday, a commuter train derailed in Gelida near Barcelona, killing the driver and injuring 37 people. That's that second one, I guess, right? No, I don't know. Yes, maybe. Yes. The derailment was caused by, when a retaining wall fell onto the tracks. You know how those retaining walls keep the land from sliding? Well, it failed. It fell onto the tracks following heavy rains, local officials said. The incident occurred 2 days after a high-speed trains collided near Ademuz in the southern Cordoba province, killing 41 people. Oh, wow. Both incidents remain under investigation. Crazy. And Amazon prices. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says the tariffs implemented under our greatest president Trump may be contributing to higher prices on some Amazon orders, you know, because a lot of stuff is from China and wherever. Like many retailers, Amazon and its third-party sellers stocked up on inventory ahead of last spring's tariff rollout, but that inventory has run out by the fall, so said Jassy in a CNBC interview. Andy Jassy said that some sellers are passing higher costs on to consumers. Others are absorbing those higher costs or taking a mixed approach. Walmart, Target, Home Depot also warned tariffs are translating into steeper prices for shoppers. Don't worry about it. It's still manageable, I think. The Concorde. You heard of that plane, the jet, whatever it is? Made a supersonic travel faster than the speed of sound a reality 50 years ago. No, it's not a plane. Oh, yeah, it is a plane. 50 years since its first commercial flight. Commie Nonsense Network was looking back at the legendary supersonic airliner, which I don't think it was really in operation anymore lately, huh? And this one, you know that Japanese/black, or is she Jamaican? I forget what. Tennis player gal, young Black Lives Matter activist gal, dating a rapper with a, she has sort of mental health issues sometimes, if I remember correctly. She made a big fashion statement at the Australian Open. It was so cringeworthy. I mean, whatever. It was like a mixture of a wedding dress, gown, veil, hat thing, sun hat thing, and tennis shirt and tennis shoes, and then a flowy, it was ridiculous. But anyway, it was a bold fashion choice at the Australian Open, but at least she won. If you're going to do a fashion thing, at least win. Don't be a loser after that. How embarrassing that would be. But she won. Congratulations, Naomi Osaka. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Manhood Hour, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? What do you believe? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And to donate and have your comment, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate, and we got to get to your super chats here. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Wednesday. And the last hour of the show on Wednesday, and we take all calls, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Amazing. Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. They are literally killing people in the streets right now. In the middle of a neighborhood. In daytime.
Well, DHS security officials alleging Porter pointed a rifle at the off-duty agent during a confrontation in Northridge. Officer bravely, they say, responded to an active shooter situation and was forced, they claim, to use his weapon to protect his life and others at the complex.
We have come too far. So for me, this is about us. It is about reclaiming who we are.
What more do you want from me?
They want to try to act like we are the outsiders, but the last time I checked, we ain't no colonizers. The last time I checked, they took us from our homeland.
Yeah, right.
Don't be a simp, honey.
Whatever you want, Mom.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you, Anchor Baby. The Anchor Baby put that together. Yeah, that's funny. What a mess. Hell on earth inside of human beings. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil nature. There's nothing good in humans. You can bank on that one. You can really take that to the bank. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Matthew, a first-time call out of Virginia. And Matthew is here from Iran, I believe he said. Legally, he and his wife worked for 5 years. They bought a home. They now paid it off. It's beautiful. And you want to say, Matthew, thanks for holding. And you're about to say, what's wrong with the blacks?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, honestly, my suggestion or my advice is to young black Americans is pretty much get up in the morning, get a job, learn a trade,
yeah,
and do not challenge your boss. Don't try to overrule him. just be a student of life and learn and perfect your trade, okay? Then maybe you'll have a chance to open your own business, hopefully, at some point. But the first thing, you got to, you know, just learn a trade, pay your bills, save your money, and absolutely only buy what you need. Do not waste your money on unnecessary things in your life. Invest your money. Learn to live within your means. I see a lot of young people who are driving, you know, I can buy, right at this point, I can buy a brand new car cash, but I use it, but I drive a 35-year-old truck. I'm happy. I'm grateful, you know, and I take care of my own car. Learn to fix your own things as much as you can. Learn to change your own oil, okay? Learn, because the way things are going in this country, you know, you need to be able to fix things for yourself. It's getting ever so more difficult to repair things, to repair your car, to repair your refrigerator, to repair your roof, and on and on and on and on. You need to be technical. You need to learn. You need to roll your sleeve up. You need to crawl under your house and see what's wrong with that house, okay? You need to be able to, you know, to prove you're a man, okay? It's, you know, being a man, it's not necessarily physical. It's actually in your behavior. It's in the way you carry yourself. It's getting up 6 o'clock in the morning and coming home 6 at night, okay? That's what being a man is all about.
That's how I was. That's how I was in the good old days, man, when black people were not subject to the so-called civil rights movement, blaming the white people. Black America used to function in that way. Absolutely.
Absolutely. My dad, when I was a teenager, okay, I came to this country, you know, the first job that I got as a teenager, went to work immediately as a dishwasher. And I worked and worked and worked while I was in high school. I bought my own car while I was a teenager, while I was still in high school, cash. Okay, right, it's on. Possible. It's possible. It's possible to succeed in America. America, as much as, you know, as bad as they say it is, and there is no other country in the world without any problems. But believe you me, I've been to several other countries. We're blessed to live in this country. African Americans, or I shouldn't say that, Black Americans are the luckiest persons, you know, among all the other, you know, folks, you know, with the same skin color, because they happen to be born in this country. The slavery, in my opinion, that happened 150 years ago, that ended, you know, it was a very small price to pay for the God-given gift that they're dealing with right now. This is a land of plenty. This is a land of beauty. This is a land of opportunity. Just get out there, go to work, learn a trade, save your money, build a home, get married, okay, get married and have a family, okay, and continue on. Okay, don't listen to all this nonsense that you listen to, all these medias and, you know, and the way black people have been treated. Who cares? There isn't any race in this world that hasn't been mistreated. You name one.
There isn't one. Yep.
Every race has been, you know, every country has been trampled by another group, whether it's because of water, resources, you know, whatever the reason might have been throughout the history. Okay. But right now, this is where we are. We're in this country. We need to be legal. We need to keep our borders safe. We need to make sure America succeeds. Because if America fails, the rest of the world fails. Believe me, I have lived in other countries. You will never get opportunity.
Amazing.
Again, because America is a God-given gift to humanity.
Yep.
America is a God-given gift to humanity. I'm the living proof of it. And believe me, I'm not the sharpest pen in the bunch. Believe you me. And I managed to buy a house, pay for it. All my cars are paid for. Okay. I don't even need to go to work if I don't want to. I don't need to.
Right on.
I go to work because I choose to go to work.
That's amazing advice, man. I appreciate that.
And I force my wife, you know, she says, no, you don't need to go to work either. Stay home, cook a nice meal, you know, and let's enjoy life. Okay, America will give you that opportunity to retire early if you want to do it.
Yep. Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks for everything you do. And may God bless the United States of America. And I want to just finish up with one thing. Let's pray for the Iranian people who are being slaughtered right now, unarmed Iranians right now who are being slaughtered. So let's pray for them that this mass killing will stop as soon as possible. Yeah. And let's pray for Donald J. Trump and his family.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you, man. I really do appreciate it, Matthew. Thank you.
Have a great day, sir.
You too, buddy. Amazing.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. See, came from Iran and having an amazing life in America. He's not bitching and complaining and whining and blaming. He and his wife have taken responsibility for their own lives. Isn't that amazing? It used to be that way before the so-called civil rights movement. The worst thing that ever happened to the blacks is the civil rights movement. They have not returned yet. And that's why you have Jasmine Cricket and Michelle Obama and others lying to the blacks. They want to be the leaders. What a mess. Let me go to, is it Ariel? Ariel out of Florida. Ariel, you are on the air.
Hello, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Speak up a little bit right into your phone.
Got it. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Morning.
I hope everything's good.
All is well.
So, that's good. That's good. This is my second time calling, and the way that I started watching your show was one time you had interviewed John Zirka, and pretty much it was an interesting conversation that you guys had. The disagreements that you had were that John was pretty much telling you that we have a free will and the things that we have done in our lives that are quote-unquote good or bad were never really us. Pretty much that you were telling him, you know, we're being influenced and that we don't know it. And he just didn't want to hear you. He was saying, no, Jesse, you know, we're being put on this earth. We're being tested by God. And, you know, pretty much he believes in the afterlife, and you're just telling him, no, you can have heaven on earth now. And the whole thing that I didn't really get it at the time. I thought it was an interesting point. Something else that I thought that was interesting that you mentioned to him in the conversation was that, you know, the illusion of past and future is all just an illusion, and you don't even really have to let it go because it's not real. I think that's what kept me watching your show. But as I've kept watching, pretty much what John just kept telling you is that, Jesse, you believe that once you're a Christian and, you know, once you're aware of, you know, that you don't really have a free will, that everything is just fixed. And now that I've watched your show for, I'd say, like, consistently every day, I feel like I've watched every single video that you have on this topic about forgiveness, about really not even not having any responsibility. It's just that I agree with the way that, you know, the way that you're putting things, that, you know, Jesus didn't come for no reason. He came, he said that all was forgiven, and we just have to overcome our fallen state. I understand that. But what's hard is that, like, even though I first watched that interview 2 years ago, and I feel like it's been an uphill battle, like, I could say that 6 months ago, I wasn't going to church. Now, the last 6 months, I've gone to church every Sunday. I know it doesn't make me a good Christian, but even though I'm aware of how much anger I have, and I am working on forgiving my mother, forgiving my father, but it isn't just like a rock that you're holding on to, or it isn't just a weight that you can just let go. So I agree with every point you made on the interview, but I also understand John, where he pretty much, there was this one line where he said, there are people that say, oh, I struggle every day, but I'm still a Christian. So he said, it doesn't matter, struggle every day, but just keep going to the cross. And then you said, you know what I tell people who say that? Oh, okay, well, just stay in your hell and die. You're pretty much saying that God can't help you, you know, like, just stay in your hell and die if that's what you want to do. But I understand both, but why? And I think that the reason you explain it that way is because it has to be so black and white. But I really agree with John's point that if you really do scare people away from Christianity, if you're saying that, like, if you believe in fear, you're worshiping Satan. Like, if you have anger, that stuff is true. Like, you're right about that. But how can you tell, like, someone who's, like, in that uphill battle, someone who is semi-awake but not awake? Because you don't just wake up. It is a battle. Like, you don't just wake up once and... This has been a 2-year battle for me. So I guess my question is, to not talk a lot,
how do you manage this? In the beginning, was it easy for you, or how did you keep going? Like, this is so, it's so hard to just keep at it.
At some point, you got to let go completely. Don't try to make yourself overcome anything, but just be aware of the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're none of the things that you've been calling yourself or even other people have been calling you. You're none of those things. So do nothing about it. Just be aware of what the thoughts are telling you. And if you become emotional because you caught up in a thought, just be aware and just do what's in front of you. Go to work, have your meals, and just be aware. Give up completely trying to change anything. And I promise you, man, the light, the truth, God will take all of the darkness away from you and give you a 100% clear mind. You will have the mind of God. Once you really stop trying to change anything, don't call yourself anything. Don't get mad at other people about anything because they are blind and they can't see. They can't help it. And you'll be fine, but you got to let go completely.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't still be at it if I didn't see some progress.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I, you know, you come to realize that just simply holding on to all this stuff is really, really pointless.
Yes.
But a lot of this stuff just feels, I said it the other day to myself, it feels like a virus, man. Like, you know how you say that Satan talks to you with, like, the voice, but God's voice is a voiceless voice?
Yes.
I ask myself when the thoughts are so overpowering, I honestly say it in anger, I say, why is it like this? Why can I hear Satan's voice so loud, and why does it feel so powerful? Why can't God speak to me in the same exact way? Because I'm not going to lie, when the thoughts overwhelm you, and I know that you really are just, you know, just talking to the devil when you're in fear, or when you're overwhelmed.
Yep.
But people kill themselves over this stuff, Jesse. This isn't just something that, like, we can laugh about. People would rather not exist than to think. So this is a serious thing, you know?
I understand that. And the reason they die because they have believed deeply into a lie. They believe, truly believe, that they are their past, their future. They are the thoughts and the emotions and this and that. They are evil people or good people. Whatever they believe is not from God. So that's why they die, and they refuse to let go of the thoughts. They refuse to let go of the belief and get to know rather than believing. So that's why they die. They are getting what they deserve because that's what they want.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if you are negotiating with the devil, and
yeah,
I guess it's even worse once you are aware of it and you still do it. But, I like, my thing is right now, and why I'm so frustrated, is that I'm aware of the resentment that I have. I'm aware of the anger that I know it's there. Maybe I haven't asked myself, like, enough questions, but it just feels like it doesn't want to leave. That's why I said it feels like a virus. It feels like there's something I'm missing. Like, I don't know what it is, what
the
step I'm
missing. The
only thing
you're missing, Ariel, stop communicating with it. Stop calling you, because it's not you at all. It's something that made a home in you, in your mind, and you believe it. That is, and no one told you as a kid, hey, son, it's not you. Don't believe it. Let it pass. You'll be fine. So, and the only reason you identify with the pain, the ego pain, because you think it's happening to you, and that's what it wants you to think, because that's how it stays alive in you. But it's not happening to you. So feel the pain, feel the pain, feel it, be aware, feel the pain, be aware of the pain, feel the pain, and let it die. And I promise you, it will be taken away from you. It's not you at all. It's not even happening to you. It's happening in the mind and the body, but it's not happening to you. You're not your mind. You're not your body.
Thank you, Jesse. And in the middle of this, I just wanted to thank you because you are, like, really good at explaining this message. And I really haven't heard it a lot from people in this religious sense.
Because God doesn't have it. Christ or God have nothing to do with religion at all. They're not involved in religion. They have nothing to do with it. That's why people in religion don't get better. They only get worse.
Yeah, honestly, I realized that just sticking to the message that, you know, Jesus, the reason he came was to forgive. He forgave us for all of our sins.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what everybody deals with. Everybody just be in their own head, either regretting something, yeah. if it's about a job or if it's about something 20 years ago. So I'm just trying to focus on that. And like you said, to hell with everything else, really.
Yes. Let people go to hell because that's where they want to be. Do nothing about trying to bring them out of hell. Christ said, don't even tell them. Leave them in their hell. And when they want to come out of the hell, they'll come out. But most human beings love their hell. Only a few want to come out of it.
Yeah, and the one video that I watch every single day is this 30-minute video that you have, and it's called Why Do You Have Fear? And it's pretty much where what you're saying at the end of it towards, you're giving a lot of verses where you say, where God's saying, I don't give you a spirit of fear. Or he gives you a spirit of love, of self-control.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow. Like, if you're like a drug addict or if you're somebody who overspends, like, you don't even have self-control. So it kind of just makes you realize, like, wow, if I have these traits that are opposite of what the Bible is telling me that God's given me,
yeah,
then there really is something evil going on here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It has fear, is no form of fear at all. First of all, fear is an illusion anyway. It's not even real. And that's why when you go and forgive your mother and your father and you're shaking in your boot, you see that, wow, why was I shaking like that? That wasn't even real. No such thing as fear. And a fear is an illusion of evil because you think that you are evil. You think you are the evil. You think you're the devil, or you think this about yourself. Fear is not even real. That's why when you face it, it disappears because it is an illusion. So you stay with it, man, and just when those thoughts come, don't fight with them. Christ said, and I repeat, all he's encouraging you to do is pick up your cross and walk. Follow him, means stay with the truth, and pick up this emotional stuff, thoughts, and just live with it, but don't call it you, and he'll take it away. Amazing. His call dropped for whatever reason. But you stay with it, Ariel, right? Ariel, stay with it, stay with it. Don't argue with it, though. Don't argue with the devil inside of you, and don't argue with the devil outside of you, inside of others. You'll be fine, I promise you. Amazing. Just do not lay your weapon down. Whatever happened to the ego, let it happen. Don't care what anybody else say or what they're trying to do, as long as they're not physically trying to hurt you, you will be fine. Amazing. What are you saying, James?
About John Zerka?
Yeah.
John Zerka said on the Fallen State, he's that big Albanian guy who was on the Fallen State in July 2023, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And he said on the Fallen State he was a drug dealer as a younger man with a single mother, and that he had overdosed twice because he was a model taking drugs.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the fallenstate.tv.
Yep.
Check it out, folks. Let's do some super chats, and then I get back to the phone.
Super
chats.
Identity Christ is... with his three coffees, says, there's that time Moses struck the rock God provided miraculously in the middle of the wilderness. Ironic to me, water. Because when you think about it, Jesse's last name is Peter, son. So that would make Jesse the rock that God provided miraculously in the middle of the wilderness that springs from the living what? Laughing face with tears coming out sideways and front ways and facepalm.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
And Kayla, with a biblical question answer.
What do you believe, you are perfect or imperfect?
God made me perfectly, so I believe him. Thanks.
Thank you. And I'll respond on Sunday. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Jack B on Cash App, exclamation mark, double exclamation mark emoji, three American flags, Trump 2028 American flag party emoji.
That's right. Trump forever. Thank you. We are fortunate and grateful to have the great white hope Donald Trump as president of these here United States of America. Thank you.
Skip Laug says Trump should buy Greenland for $1. It doesn't have any useful purpose for those living there except to make snowballs to throw at the great white hope.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus G over there says, you've all been lied to and you all stay delusional. Except for baby Jessica's daddy. 100, wake up.
Everybody's sleeping, but baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Facts.
Wake up, folks. Wake up. If not now, when? Human beings, human nature is evil. Human beings have no love. Look how they treat themselves and others. There's no love in that. They're of their father, the devil. Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus G. See, Derek, you've been lied to. Wake up, man. You are free. Forgive your mama. 100.
Derek didn't forgive. Derek forgave his mother. All right. Who said that? Marcus G?
Yeah.
What does Derek want to know? What is he talking about? Marcus G. Derek want to know, what are you referring to? He has no clue. He just told me in my ear. So what you can do today, he's going to be on Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So you can call into it or super chat there and explain what you're referring to, because according to him in my headset here, he has no clue. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Nice. Ligma B 007, no message.
Thank you very much.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Jasmine Crooked and Michelle Big Mama are the perfect example of what happens when Satan gives you a real audience and microphone for your press conference. Utter disaster.
Amazing. That's amazing. Thank you.
Sion on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. How are they talking about being pro-black when they're laying up with a white woman or men? like Don Lemonhead. I don't understand why he's not going to jail. Ilhan Omar should be jailed too. She's corrupt. Miss you, Jesse. Heart face emoji.
Ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me where the road turned. Tell me where the road turned. I miss you too, C.I. Sometimes I wonder. Amazing. C.I. has two lovers. And she loves us both the same. Amazing. Thank you, C.I. I appreciate it.
Chris from chat, for me, staying present is like trying to keep my eyes open when I'm tired. Eventually, my eyes close, so to speak, and I'm back in the thoughts. I guess I got to just stick with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you're right. In the beginning, it's tough staying present because we're so accustomed to being unconscious. And the devil doesn't want you to be present, so he keeps trying to bring you back to the past or the future, which is sleeping, or blaming someone else for your issue, which is sleeping. Amazing. Thank you.
Lobotical. I heart British Broadcasting Corp.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
He said something else, but I think that's what he means.
Right on. Thank
Grammy
you.
Grammy Pam on pill.net. If we have seen Jesus, we have seen the Father. Didn't Jesus say that?
I rest my case.
Indeed.
When you see the Son, you see the Father. The Father and I are one, said the Son. Amazing.
Corey, Jesse, much love. My son says, what a mess, just like you do. Thank you for your service.
What a mess.
On Rumble.
And thank you for your support.
Triple Alert 5000, happy birthday, Hake. Various emojis.
Amazing. Thank you. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Pills.net. We'll finish up on your super chats and everything when I come back straight to the phone. Thank you. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Announcement. The Hake Report is coming up, of course, at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And then at 2 p.m. today, brand new live episode of Punchy TV, produced by Kurt, none other than Kurt. At 2 p.m., and you don't want to miss it. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. No S, PUNCHIE.TV at 2 p.m. Don't forget to support, like, and these videos and all that. I do appreciate it. I want to show you something. We talked earlier about the children of the lie, the children of the devil, and how the human nature is evil. And I want to just give you another quick example of the wickedness of human nature and how in that fallen state, the ego, which is the nature of the devil, is alive, and they have to control you in order to stay alive. And so this word racism, and now they call it white nationalism, or they're calling it what did they say when they said white people took the Indian land?
They're colonizers.
They're colonizer. They want to keep you angry. The devil wants you to be angry. He wants you separated from the light, which is of love, and the darkness is hatred. It has nothing to do with God. It's all evil. I want to give you another example of how they're working hard and desperately to keep that alive, evil, for their own personal gain. I don't know if this story is true, but it's very interesting. This is from Entertainment Weekly. And this is a female by the name of Pam Grier, and she tearfully recalls seeing lynching victims hanging from a tree as a child. Entertainment Weekly is reporting legendary actress and pop culture icon Pam Grier has opened up about an emotional childhood memory that still haunts her to this day. Watch this from X.
You faced a lot of racism mm-hmm. growing up mm-hmm. in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. How did that shape you?
Whew. Well, the military wouldn't allow black families to live on the base. So you had to live in an apartment. And you couldn't take a bus. You didn't, mm-hmm. couldn't afford a car. You walked. Your dads walked to the base. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we would go from, tree shade to shade to get back to the apartment. My brother and I, my mom, with bags. And my mom would go, don't look. And she'd pull us away because there was someone hanging from a tree. And they have a memorial for it now where you can see where people were and left. And it triggers me today to see that a voice can be silenced. Mm-hmm. And if a white family supported a black, they're going to get burned down or killed or lynched as well.
Yeah. Oh. Poor Pam Grier. Yeah. You heard the story, right? I don't know if it's true or not. Well, according to Grok, and you heard Pam's story out of her own mouth, it appears. And Whoopi Goldberg, everybody, the audience, poor blacks. Mama, can you hear me? Mama. Well, you heard the story, right? Well, according to Grok, Grier was born on May 26th, 1949. Historical records show no documented lynching in Columbus, Ohio at any point. But she and her mama walking down the road from apartment, from the base to the apartment, because black couldn't stay there. You heard it, right? Well, according to Grok, Grier was born on May 26, 1949. Historical records show no documented lynching in Columbus, Ohio at any point. What the? No documented lynching in Columbus, Ohio at any point. The last widely documented one occur in Cleveland in 1911. She was born in 1949. The last widely known one occurred in Cleveland was 1911. So she saw the body hanging there from 1911 to 1949. What the? And Grok is reporting, listen to this. Remember she said, no, they weren't allowed to live on the military. They had to live in an apartment. I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody lying. I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody lying. Grok is saying, remember she said, they couldn't live on a military base. They had to live in an apartment. Oh. And the devils mourned and groaned. Grok has reported U.S. military bases generally did allow black families to live on base in 1950s and 1960s. President Harry S. Truman, Executive Order 9981, signed July 26, 1948. She was born in 49. 1948 mandated equality of treatment and opportunity in the armed forces without regards to race, color, religion, and national origin. I rest my case. Somebody lying. Somebody is trying to keep black people angry so that they can control them. Why don't you become an individual if you want to not be controlled? Why do you hang out with the crowd? The devil cannot stand alone. So this heifer was born in 1949. There's no recorded history of lynching in Columbus, Ohio at all, according to this report. And the last widely documented one occurred in Cleveland, Ohio, in 1911. How many years from 1911 to 1949? And she said they couldn't even live on a military base. They had to live in apartments. Well, according to a report, Harry Truman signed Executive Order 9981, July 26, 1948. That's still before she was born. Mandated equality treatment and opportunity in the armed forces without regard to race, color, religion, or national origin. Black people, stop believing the lies in your head and coming from other people. Why don't you just stop and see for yourself? You're grown now. 888-775-3773. Human nature is evil nature. That's why the Father, if you pick up your cross and walk, follow the light, will give you a brand new nature, which is his nature. Because any human nature is the nature of the devil, of evil. Maze is a first time, I mean, not a first time caller. Your friend, my friend, and everyone's friend out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, good morning and happy new year, Maze. Maze?
Hello?
Happy New Year, Maze.
Happy New Year, Jesse.
Right on. Amazing.
Well, I'm going to be short. I'm going to say it like this. For Matt, why do I always have people join other people to come tell black people what they need to do? He do not know all black people. Some black people own houses, not one house, but a whole lot of them had to work like he did to pay for them. And
Matt?
A lot of people. The one that was talking to you this morning to tell black people what they need to do, get a job.
Oh,
and
you mean
I'm talking
Matthew?
About mm-hmm.
Oh, the one that came here, from, an immigrant?
My rank. Yeah,
yeah, he's legal, and he and his wife worked hard, well, and they did for themselves, and now they're doing. I thought he gave them some really good advice, don't you think?
No, he did not. I'm going to give him some advice. Why don't he tell everybody that, not just black people?
But it's the black people for the
most part.
Because
he don't know anything about black people.
What?
He don't know every black person. So I'm going to tell them like this. Black people own stuff, and they didn't have to work 5 years. They had their own business, and they don't have to talk to the boss because they're the boss themselves. So he's over here following people, trying to be like other people. Be yourself when you get here, and stop trying to join in with the crowd.
But
now
man,
I want to get
wasn't
to
that
person.
Good advice? He showed
no,
love.
No, it wasn't.
He showed
His
love.
Good advice would have been to tell everybody, get out the corners in the, instead of being where you need to be, in the corner having a conversation, acting like you're working. And not doing anything, all people do that.
But wasn't it great advice, though, at least?
Well, it wasn't.
What?
No, it wasn't. He can't give advice when he had the slave to do what he did, and other people worked to do what they did and got more than he has.
What do you mean by he had the slave?
So stop hanging around people trying to act like him. That's what I'm trying to tell Matt.
Hold on, let me ask.
What that?
when you said save your money... Was that bad advice?
You can tell everybody that. You don't have to point out any.
Maze.
What?
When he said save your money, was that bad advice or good advice?
If he would have gave it to everybody, it would have been good advice.
Is that bad advice?
Say it like this.
Was it bad advice or good advice?
It was.
I'm sorry?
It wasn't perfect.
But when he said to save your money, is that bad advice or good advice?
He's not telling everybody. No, yes, it's bad advice. Because if he had saved his, he could have bought a house and had to do all that working.
What?
That's what I see.
But
black people save money. Black people have stocks. Black people have everything everybody else got, except poor white folks and the poor black people. They are the same heat. They don't have nothing. That's why they envy.
But Matthew gave really good advice. He said, learn how to be independent.
And well, people are independent.
Is that good advice or bad advice?
He would have said it to everybody, Jesse.
No, is that bad advice for the blacks or good
it's
advice?
It's bad advice, yes.
Is that bad?
You're talking to the wrong person, it is.
What do you mean?
If you're talking to the wrong people, it's wrong, bad advice.
How is that wrong advice for any? How is that bad for anyone?
It is.
How is it bad?
It depends on how they bring it out. So can I get to my second point?
What do you mean by it depends on how they bring it out? He said it with love.
How can you tell a boss, somebody that own their own business, how to not talk back to the boss? But he said specifically black people. If he wouldn't have said specifically black people, it would have been perfect.
But
now,
you know how black people treat their bosses now. They don't. They come
really?
In late. They have an attitude. They don't work hard. And then they out sick, and then when you correct them, they want to sue. You know that, right?
I don't. Black people suing. Joe President sue more than anybody.
May, we ain't talking about the president. Don't deviate.
You talking
know,
about suing.
You talking about the black. Isn't that true about the blacks?
No. Not the ones that I know.
Really?
Can I get to my second point?
Yeah, real fast.
Okay, when you talk about hanging. Now, we had hangings in 2000 what? And somebody walked
they
by and
false.
Said that. What?
Those are fake.
College University.
The black people are doing that to themselves, according to a report.
Fine, nobody hanging today.
There was, according to a report, those black people were trying to commit and committed suicide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a rope. Yeah, you showed me how that is done. And then being perfect, let's get to the perfect, your perfect thing. So some things.
Oh, so you want to respond to the biblical question?
Yes.
Do you
some things if you're not perfect?
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
Depending on what I'm doing.
What do you believe? Are you perfect or imperfect?
I said it depends on what I'm doing. It could be both.
Well, which one is it?
Can I explain it to you? Why I say that?
Yeah.
Because some things, if you don't do it perfect, you got to do it over.
What does that mean?
Am I right or wrong?
I don't know what you mean by that.
If you're driving a car, if you got a car and they didn't put it together right, and you're driving it in the part that they didn't put it in right and they didn't do it perfect, what happens? You can have an accident.
You're not talking about a car. A car is not perfect.
And if it wasn't done perfect.
But, Mays, because of time, I want you to call me again, but I got to run. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I'm both.
You both? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. Give me a quick yes or no. Do you appreciate the good advice that Matthew gave this
morning? If Matthew stopped trying to be like other
that's
people,
not the question.
That would have been good to everybody.
That's
no,
not
I don't.
The question. Do you appreciate
it? What happened where he left off at? Can you correct somebody and give them something? What?
Do you appreciate the good advice that Matthew was given?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that good enough?
Yes.
So you have a good one. Nice talking to you this year. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Mace.
Have a good one.
All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Sherpa Lerner 5000 gave three leaf clover, cactus, rat or wolf, see, hear, speak no evil monkeys. This fancy V thing, I'm not sure what it is. Hopefully it's not something bad. Battery, full life battery, a check mark, a green heart, and bricks.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I had to do him justice, you know.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. And on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone, Miss Croquette, is a colonizer by association, especially after yelling about colonizers.
I rest my case. What a mess. Thank you.
Another from a someone, Mr. JLP, why do foreigners call into the show with some great advice? However, they begin to lecture by the end how Americans are lazy and they don't even have advice for their home country of origin. I'm starting to think of colonizing the whole world. Sincerely, Whitey.
Thank you. Amazing.
Roy, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Nice. I appreciate that, Roy. Amazing.
Someone, the Iran caller just now, ought to understand that he didn't do all this hard working on his own. America helped him. He ought to go to Iran and think about what he's going to do. Sincerely, Whitey.
But he said that because of coming from a foreign country like that and knowing how bad things are, he's so grateful to be American. He's here legally. He and his wife work hard. They're taking the opportunity that America has given them. And that's the way it should be. If you got to let anyone into your country, it must be required that they become a real American. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Whitey.
Yeah. Thank you, Whitey.
Lacey's got me shook. Is this my property tax? On a super chat. That would be nice.
I'm telling you. What the?
It'd be nice to have none. Walking Roscoe, greetings from across the pond in Germany. Looking forward to the Jim Hake show. Grateful today in the present by the grace of God.
I rest my case. Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out to Chirp Alerter, Games for Rec, Kid Combo, and the rest of this DLive supporters. Thank y'all.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
Mari, ooh, says, biblical question answer.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I say neither perfect nor imperfect, because the only perfect person is perfect is God, and that the only person who is perfect.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S., with a very generous Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Keep tithing if you want to keep thriving.
That's right. Thank you very much for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Let me double check on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Cash App. That's the bond, JLP on Cash App. It looks like we're pretty well caught up. And checking on Rumble. Thank you, guys. Pastor Chatelet, Jules Verne, and the rest. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Let me go to Mason out of Florida. Mason, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. You get a lot of callers out of Florida, huh?
I know, man. What the?
Yeah. I love this state. You know, my county voted 65% Trump.
Right on. Yes, sir. Love Florida.
So anyway, I got two comments that I just, two things that stood out to me since I've started working on myself.
Okay.
One of them is, I see evil everywhere now.
Yep.
And it's a, I don't want to say it's sad or anything, but it's a little bit startling because it makes you realize, oh, I got to do this all by myself. I can't trust anybody.
That's right. This is one journey that you have to take all by yourself, inside your mind by yourself and outside by yourself.
Right. And, yeah, I just see the ambition and the resentment, and people's threshold for evil is too low because they'll say, oh, that's just normal. They're just normal. Everybody acts that way. And I see it and I go, no, that's nasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's been one thing that stood out. The other one, this one's kind of strange. I've been having a problem watching people play music lately because it looks silly to me now with their outfits and their jumping around on stage and being passionate. And it kind of, it's just stood out to me. I was like, I used to enjoy this, and now it just looks ridiculous.
You know, Mason, I'm hearing this a lot from a lot of men and women who are overcoming, and they are now overcoming the world. The things that used to attract them, it was attracting the ego, but at the time they didn't know it. And now that they are overcoming the world, not of their effort, but the spirit of truth is causing them to overcome the world. A lot of people are feeling the same way now about watching TV and all this stuff that was so attracted to the ego is starting to fade away.
Yeah, yeah, TV's the same also because I know now I see it and I know it's all fake and they're just pretending and I can't get into it. You know, I can't get into it anymore. But it's fine. It's, you know, I don't really care, but I just noticed it and I was like, that's strange.
Yeah, you are, without your effort, overcoming the world. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir. And I got one more thing. I wanted to answer the question, who are you?
And who are you?
I don't have a self. I am a vessel that can be used for either good or evil, and that's it.
And why do you say that? That's who you are.
Well, I don't think there is a me. I don't think there is a self.
But you said you're a vessel.
Yeah, I think every person can either be used for good or evil. And it doesn't have anything to do with them, with themselves. It's either God or Satan working through you.
Interesting. I want to elaborate on that, but I'm running out of time here. But I appreciate that, man. Stay with it, though.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Vaughn out of Texas. Vaughn, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Uncle Jesse? It's Vaughn. You know, your antagonizing nephew.
They put Vaughn, Ron. Happy New Year, Ron.
Happy New Year, Uncle Jesse.
Amazing.
Hey, I want to make it real quick.
Uh-huh.
I know we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you in a while. I want to make 2 points real quick if I can.
Okay. Because of time,
The first question is, how did it feel to be a grown man and be on welfare?
At the time, I was on welfare for a little while because I was doing pot and stuff like that. And I didn't feel like working. And then some other black people told me, go down to the welfare office, tell them that you're on pot and you can't work. And I went and told them that they gave me welfare. For a while, it felt good, but after a while, I felt like it didn't make sense, so I got off.
Did you tell your grandfather you were on welfare?
When I was on welfare, my grandfather had expired at the time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jesse. You know, I didn't know men could get on welfare.
Huh?
I didn't know men until recently could get on welfare.
Yeah, they've been had it for the blacks for a long time. And I didn't know that until I moved to California, Los Angeles, that they had another name for it. They call it something else. But yeah, black men, I don't know if at the time they didn't let other people on or not, but for sure black men was could get on it. And then the women, black women were already on it. So everybody was on it because they wanted the black vote. And so the more they can cater to you, the Democrat Party at the time, the more that they can cater to you, the more that they can get you to vote for them. But Ryan, call me again. I'm over. I'm just all the time. I am out of time. And Ron, so yeah, man, black people, they were giving black people all kind of free stuff. Amazing, but I couldn't do it for long. The Hake Report is coming up now. After that, the American Anchor Baby. And then at 2 o'clock, a brand new live episode of Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV. And thank you all for your super chats, and we'll finish those tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Bible Thumper Thursday, tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. To the caller, thank you all. Have a good day. I am out of time. Stay present. Bye.
You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Huh. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you are not your thoughts, you don't create them, they are not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.